Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. I'm the floor supervisor. How may I help you today?
Hi, Ari. How you doing?
Good, and how are you?
Oh, I'm just peachy. I have an issue with an order I just placed, and I called right back in. Let me start off by saying when I was processing the order and checked out, a message came off saying 14-day trial. And I called you guys immediately to find out what that 14-day trial meant because it said 30 days free. And the representative advised me, no, it's not free. It's after 14 days. So on the 15th day, you're charged full price for both items, I said to the representative. So, well, that's kind of deceptive because nowhere prior to the receipt did it say anything about being charged on a 15-day. It just said paying for shipping and handling and getting a 30-day supply for free. And the representative said, yeah, I agree with you. It is deceptive. And so I told her, I said, I want to go ahead and cancel both items. And she advised me, that's great. Nothing's been shipped. And we just received your order, and it hasn't even been processed. Went ahead and canceled the items. And then I said to her, how long is it going to take to be refunded the two charges for the cover the shipping on the items that haven't even been processed? And the representative advised me it's not. The money was paid to the post office for the shipping. I said, so you mean the post office was paid prior to you guys even processing the order and leaving your warehouse? And I don't know what happened, but she hung up on me or we got disconnected. So I called my bank to dispute the charge, and they told me to call you guys back and ask for a supervisor to find out what's going on before they open an active investigation. And the last representative who just transferred me to you advised me my whole account's been deleted. So I need some clarification if my order was canceled for both items and if, in fact, both charges were canceled.
Okay. Just first things first, r did you receive a charge?
Yeah, two charges are showing. You guys charged my card on two charges. They're showing
Okay, and how
pending.
much were those charges for?
Give me 1 minute. $7.45 and $6.70.
Okay. Could I please have your zip code?
There's two zip codes. There's the billing zip code and the mailing zip code. Which
I
one
would
do you
need the
want?
shipping, the with the mailing.
The shipping. All right. That would be 19040. And then the billing zip code is 18974.
I'm sorry, sir. Can you repeat that shipping zip code?
The shipping zip code is 19040.
Thank you. And can I have your first and last name?
Sure. Michael Dubzak, Dubzak. And I have the order confirmation numbers because I received two emails from your company.
Okay, I'm not seeing your name in our system at all. Now, when you received that order confirmation email, which products was it for?
It says 1 to 1. Well, that's weird because the first representative that I called that hung up on me was able to pull me up and all my information. So I don't know where my information went after I got off the phone with her.
Are you
Maybe
sure you're speaking to the same company?
she. Oh, yeah, I'm speaking to the same company. I've hit redial on this number 3 times now. It would be for the NutriSlim STI. And the second one is NutriSlim PTI.
Okay, those don't sound unfamiliar as the products. We do sell dietary and keto products. That name just isn't familiar to me. But I'm not seeing an account for you at all. Well, with that name at least. But you said you did receive charges.
Yeah, two charges.
Okay.
It's funny because the
Now.
first time I called in, the representative was able to identify me. But maybe if you pull my phone number up and you see if you can access me
Well,
through my phone
I
number.
had, well, when I couldn't find your zip code, I had already tried your phone number. Just make sure I did type it in correctly. That was 215-208-6262.
Yeah, so I'm kind of blown away. So the first representative I talked to who pulled me up by my phone number identified me because I didn't give her my last name, and she pronounced my name sort of correctly. So she had my information and she verified the order numbers, and she said she went ahead and canceled the orders, but I'm still going to be charged the money because it was already paid to the post office.
Okay, now
I
that does
said,
sound strange because none of our
yeah.
the post office doesn't process orders. All of the transactions go directly to the company. So I'm just trying to make sure that you
I
are speaking to
understand.
the right customer service because that's not how our company works. We don't transfer transactions to the post office.
I understand this. Maybe this representative who works for you is confused. I don't know because couldn't give me an answer when I was going to be refunded. She goes, "Oh, well, that money's not going to be refunded to you. That goes for shipping costs to the post office." And I'm like, "Well, you just got done telling me that it hasn't even been left your warehouse and it's still in the process of being processed. So who is this money being paid to if it
Okay.
hasn't even reached the post office?" And she hung up on me. I guess got scared, literally hung up on me. And now my information's not in the system at all.
Okay, now the last thing I can do is just to make sure that you did receive or did or did not receive those charges from us. I can try searching the first six plus the last four digits of the card that was charged.
Right, let's go ahead and do that.
Okay, so it would be the
Yeah, I
first
think.
six and last four.
Yeah, and the other thing too is, I didn't even get an email confirming the order was canceled. And I would think if you cancel something, you should get an email stating, your transaction or your order was canceled. But all right. Card number 403578. And then the last four,
Yes, sir.
8829.
Just to make sure I heard that correctly, that was 4035788829.
Correct.
Thank you. No, sir, that card number isn't in our system at all.
So I'm assuming since the transactions were canceled, these pending charges will fall off and they will not go through.
Well, sir, if we can't find a card number in our system, that means that our company didn't charge you. Now, where did you
Well,
get this customer service number from? Did you receive it from an email, offline? Did your banking institution give it to you?
this is Jeff. Give me one second. Bear with me. This is on your website, the checkout.
Okay. Now, once again, if we can't find a card number in the system, that means that you haven't been charged by us at all. The most I can recommend that you do, you contact your bank back, let them know you spoke with a supervisor. She pulled your card number and was not able to find an account at all, and just have your bank institution verify which merchant did charge you, because I don't see that we've charged you anything at all.
Well, let me just see. It says, is this, I'm looking here. Yep, this is the third time I called this number, and the first time I called the number, I spoke to the representative, and let me just see. The company the email is support@USENeutralSlim.com.
I can just search that company because we're just a calling center. We handle a variety of companies, but I can just search NutriSlim just to see if we even service that company.
Yeah.
And is it spelled NutraSlim?
No, it's USA NutriSlim, NutriSlim.com.
Thank you. All right, so I did go ahead and check, and I'm not showing a NutriSlim under any of the companies that we service.
Wow, so basically the representative had my information, canceled my order, but now you guys can't find me at all. And now you're telling me you don't even service this company.
Okay. Now, as far as the first representative you spoke to, I'm not completely sure of who you did speak to. I can only see the representative who transferred you to me today. I'm not sure who you spoke to. I can try to track your phone number back after this call just to see who you spoke to. But as of now, I'm not sure who you spoke to and who gave you that information, because it does sound like that person is confused with our policy. But that information sounded completely incorrect that she gave you, or that he or she gave you.
Yeah, it was a she. I need to get to the bottom of this. This is crazy.
Okay.
Now you're telling me you don't even service this company. I'm not even in the system. And the first representative I spoke to was able to pull me up, was able to look at the order number, and went ahead and canceled everything. And I haven't called any other number. I hit redial all three times. So
The most I can really do is just to try that card number one more time. And if nothing comes up, you would just have to contact your bank institution back just to make sure I do have that card number correct. That is 403-578 with the last four, 8829.
Correct. That's what it is.
Yes, sir. Still shows no results found.
All right. I'm just going to call my bank. This is just really bizarre. But thank you for taking the time out to try to help me.
Yes, sir. And thank you for contacting customer service. You have a great day.
Mm-hmm.